The Friend Magazine for April 2014. Contents: Friends by Mail, Cooking Friend Style by Lillian F., A New Deacon by Andrew N., You Can Share a Friend by Haley L., How We Read the Friend, Enoch and Joseph T., Dear Friends, Sold by Heidi S. Swinton, Brave Enough by Angela Dolly, Family Fun Time, Letters to Loved Ones, Bright Idea Poster, Discipleship, by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, The Star of the Show, by David Dixon, Fun Stuff, Stories from the Book of Mormon, Poem, Easter Morning, by Charlotte Goodman McEwen, One Grumpy Neighbor, by Ron Knowlton, I'm Drea from the Philippines, by Amy Jane Levitt, Bulletin Board, Friend Figure, Joel from the Philippines, Quiz, A Friend in Me, The Most Surprising Gift, by Colleen Hansen, What is a Testimony and How Can I Get One, by Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Fun Stuff, Hidden Picture, Countdown, 7 days till Easter, Craft, Make Your Own Easter Kite, Question Corner, Worried About My Family, Porter's Promise, by Sister Carol M. Stevens, The Family Is of God, by Matthew Neely, To Think About Jesus, by Mabel Jones Gabbett, A Special Time to Think About Jesus Christ, My Brother Hiram, Show and Tell, Moving the Rock, by Elder Terence M. Vinson, The New Adventures of Matt and Mandy, The Family is Central to Heavenly Father's Plan, by Jan Taylor, Making Our Family Strong, Making Music in Uganda, Elizabeth is Happy All the Time, by Elizabeth Stitt, P.S. Prophet Portrait, President Thomas S. Monson, and Dear Parents and Teachers, End of Contents.
Friends by Mail.
A New Deacon. I liked the story Brand New Deacon from the October 2013 Friend. I turned 12 in October and I was nervous to pass the sacrament. Then I read Brand New Deacon and felt better and not as nervous. I was able to pass the sacrament without any problems. Thank you for that great story. It really helped me. Andrew N., age 12, Utah, USA.
You can share a friend. I know a boy I really want to give a Book of Mormon to, but I'm really nervous. I hope I might just once get him to come to church. Maybe I could just give him a friend magazine. Your stories are fun to read. Thank you for the friend. Haley L., age 10, Utah, USA.
How We Read the Friend. We read the friend inside our tent. Enoch and Joseph T., ages 8 and 5, Georgia, USA.
Cooking, Friend Style. I love the recipes in the friend. I like them so much that I started to put them into a cookbook. So far, I have a lot of recipes. I hope to get more. I think my favorite one is macaroni and cheese soup, October 2012. Thanks for the yummy recipes. Lillian F., age 10, Michigan, USA.
Dear friends, this year, Easter is on April 20th. In Russia, people have a special way of greeting each other on Easter Day. The first person says, Jesus has risen. Then the second person replies, yes, indeed he has. What Easter traditions help you remember Jesus Christ? Look on pages 24 to 25 for an activity to help your family celebrate the wonderful fact that Jesus Christ was resurrected on Easter. Jesus Christ has risen. The Friend.
Was there a letter or a story in this month's issue that helped you? Tell us about it. Turn to page 48 to find out how. End of Friends by Mail.
Follow the Prophet. Sold by Heidi S. Swinton. At Easter, we remember that our Savior Jesus Christ suffered for us, paid for our sins, died, and was resurrected, a gift we call the Atonement. Through this great gift, the Savior made it possible for us to live again with Heavenly Father and our families. President Thomas S. Monson explained the gift of the atonement by telling the story of a young boy who wanted to buy a bicycle. Every year, the police department of a big city held an auction to sell all the lost or stolen bikes that had been found during the year. One year, almost 100 bikes were being sold. As the auctioneer started the auction, he noticed an 11-year-old boy sitting near the front of the room. $1, the boy called out as the first bike went up for bid. But the bidding went much higher, and the bike was sold to someone else. $1, the boy repeated, hopefully, each time a bike came up. But each bike was sold for much more money than the boy had. The auctioneer watched as the boy tried over and over to buy a bike. Finally, just one bike was left. The bidding went to $8. Suddenly, the auctioneer spoke up. "Sold to that boy over there for $9, he said. He took $8 from his own pocket and asked the boy for his $1. The boy gave the auctioneer his dollar's worth of pennies, nickels, dimes, and quarters. He took his new bike and started to leave. Then he parked his bike, gratefully threw his arms around the auctioneer's neck, and cried. Like the boy in the story, we all want something that we cannot get for ourselves. We want to return to live with Heavenly Father and our families. Like the auctioneer who sacrificed his own money to give the boy a bike, Jesus Christ sacrificed his own life to give us the great gift of the atonement. Because of that gift, we can be resurrected and return to live with Heavenly Father. Note, adapted from The Profound Power of Gratitude, Ensign, September 2005, page 4. Easter matchup. What events happened as part of the atonement? Jesus knew he would not be on the earth much longer. He gathered his apostles and taught them to always remember him by taking the sacrament. Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane, where he began suffering for the sins of every human being. Jesus was crucified. His body was placed in a tomb. A large stone was rolled in front of the doorway to keep the tomb safe. On the third day after Jesus died, Mary Magdalene went to his tomb. Jesus appeared to Mary and told her he had been resurrected. Jesus appeared to the apostles. He showed them the nail marks in his hands and feet.
Words from President Monson. Thanks be to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for his life, for his gospel, for his example, and for his blessed atonement. The Gift of Compassion. Ensign, March 2007, page 10.
End of the section. Follow the Prophet. Read by Kristen Hawkins. Brave Enough by Angela Dolly, based on a true story. With his dad far away, Luke needed extra courage. Pray, he is there. Speak, he is listening. You are his child. His love now surrounds you. He hears your prayer. Children's Songbook, page 12. Luke looked out his bedroom window and thought about Dad. Dad was in the army and had been gone for months. Luke missed him every day. He wondered when Dad would be able to come home. Then he remembered the talk he was supposed to give in primary on Sunday. His stomach did a gigantic flip-flop, and it felt like he had swallowed a bag of rocks. He didn't want to be nervous, but he was. If Dad were here, he could help. At bedtime, Mom came in his room to say goodnight. "Love you forever," she said.
"Mom,"
Luke said,
"I wish Dad could help me with my talk, but he's too far away. I wish I could be brave like him."
Mom sat next to Luke and pulled the covers around him. "I know," she said. "I wish he could be here with us, too, but he has a really important job to do right now, and when he's done, he'll come home. He loves us very much. Do you remember what he always tells us?"
"With a prayer, Heavenly Father is always there,"
Luke said. "That's right," Mom said.
Can we say a prayer?
Luke asked. Sure, Mom said. Would you like to say it? Luke got out of bed and knelt down. He thanked Heavenly Father for prayer and asked him to protect Dad. Then he asked Heavenly Father to help him with his primary talk and to help him be brave enough to give it. When he got back in bed, Luke felt better. He knew he didn't have to be nervous anymore. He was glad he knew how to pray to Heavenly Father. He gave Mom a big hug.
I know Heavenly Father will help me be brave when I give him my talk on Sunday,
Luke said. Brave like Dad? Mom asked.
Brave enough.
Luke smiled, and Mom smiled back.
Sidebar. One night, there was a tornado in our area, and the sirens were going off. My dad was with us, but my mom was out of town, so she couldn't comfort us. My sisters and I were afraid. I said, we should say a prayer. When we finished the prayer, the storm had calmed and the sirens stopped. I knew God had protected us. We said another prayer, thanking Heavenly Father. I know that when we pray, the Lord will bless us. Allison O., age 9, Iowa, USA.
End of the story. Brave Enough by Angela Daly. Read by Kristen Hawkins.
Family Fun Time. Read Brave Enough, pages 4 and 5. Even when the people we love can't be with us, we can still feel close to them and let them know we care. With your family, make a list of people who can use some extra love while they're away. This could be a grandparent, a friend, a cousin, or a missionary. Send a letter to let them know you're thinking of them. What other ways can you stay in touch with loved ones who are away?
Bottle cap stamps. You can use these stamps to decorate your letters. Be sure to ask an adult for help with this craft and the recipe. You will need washed bottle caps from milk jugs, water bottles, etc., craft foam or pre-cut foam shapes, craft glue, ink pads or a paintbrush, and acrylic paint. Step 1. Draw and cut out your foam shapes or use a pre-cut shape. Use the shapes on this page if you need ideas. Step 2. Glue the foam shape to the top of the bottle cap and let the glue dry. Step 3. Brush a thin layer of paint on your stamp or press it on an ink pad and stamp away.
Hummus. Enjoy this tasty snack while you write your letters. Dip crackers and fresh vegetables in the hummus. You will need 1 16-ounce can of garbanzo beans, drained, 2 medium cloves of garlic, peeled and chopped, or 1/2 teaspoon of garlic powder, 3 tablespoons of water, 1 tablespoon of lemon juice, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 2 teaspoons of cumin, and 1/2 teaspoon of salt. Put all the ingredients into a blender or food processor. Blend until the hummus is completely smooth. Enjoy! End of the section, Family Fun Time.
Bright Idea Poster. In this month's poster, we see a winding path beginning with baptism. It passes through a neighborhood with several homes, a church building, and a school, and leads to the temple, with the following caption. Baptism is the starting point in our journey of discipleship. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Second Counselor in the First Presidency. End of Bright Idea Poster. Read by Scott Tippetts.
The Star of the Show by David Dixon, Church Magazines. Based on a true story. Come one, come all. It's time for Magnificent Melody's Magical Magic Show. I love sister. She loves me. We are a happy family. Children's Songbook, page 198.
Okay, Melody, let's try the stuffed animal trick again,
Lisa said.
The magic show is in half an hour.
Lisa looked at her 5-year-old sister. Melody's costume was awesome. She had on a top hat and a sparkly cape from the costume box. The cape was big on Melody, but that made it easier to hide tricks inside. Melody looked at the cardboard box with the 2 stuffed animals hidden inside.
That trick is hard,
she said.
I don't know if I can do it.
Lisa smiled.
But you're getting better all the time. Remember, the owl has shorter fur than the dog. You have to feel the difference inside the box without looking. Okay, try to pull out the dog.
Melody reached in the box. She felt around for a bit and pulled out the stuffed dog.
Yes,
Melody said. Lisa gave her a high five.
Great job! Now, keep practicing. It's almost time.
The girls had put up posters all around the house inviting the family to Magnificent Melody's Magical Magic Show. The whole family was excited. Lisa wondered if she should have put her own name on the poster, too. Usually, she invented magic tricks and showed them to the family herself. Mom and Dad always liked them. So did her sisters. But earlier that day, Melody had asked Lisa to teach her some tricks. When Melody learned them so quickly, Lisa thought it would be a good idea to let Melody have her own magic show. She paused as she set up chairs in the playroom. Would this magic show still be as much fun? Lisa loved performing her own tricks for the family. It might be weird to only be an assistant. Then she watched Melody practice the flower trick again. She was having so much fun getting ready. 20 minutes later, Lisa called out,
"Come one, come all. It's time for Magnificent Melody's Magical Magic Show."
Mom, Dad, Michelle, and Lily hurried to the basement. Lisa waited at the side of the playroom while Melody stood in the center of the pretend stage. Melody was about as excited as Lisa had ever seen her. Lisa suddenly didn't mind that she wasn't the star tonight.
"For my first trick," Melody said, "I'm going to turn this one flower into a bunch of other flowers."
That was Lisa's cue, even if Melody had forgotten the word bouquet. Lisa had to wave the magic wand for this trick. Melody's hands were busy in the folds of her magic cape. Lisa hurried across the room and waved the wand before returning to the side. Seconds later, Melody pulled out a bouquet of flowers. Everybody clapped. The ball out of the hat trick went perfectly, too. So did the other tricks they had practiced. Then came the grand finale. Melody held up the owl.
"I'm going to change this stuffed animal by magic."
Lisa noticed that Melody looked a little nervous for the first time during the show. Lisa gave her an encouraging smile. Melody put the owl into the magic box. She waved her wand, said the magic words, and pulled out the dog. She did it! A huge grin spread across Melody's face as she finished her toughest trick. The whole family clapped and cheered. Lisa clapped hardest of all. This was much better than being the star of the show. She had helped her little sister feel magnificent. That was real magic.
Sidebar: the greatest joys we experience are in family relationships. The joys come from putting the welfare of others above our own. That is what love is. President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency.
End of the story. The Star of the Show by David Dixon. Read by Kristen Hawkins. Poem Easter Morning by Charlotte Goodman McEwen. It's early on an Easter morn. The sun has yet to rise. A bird nearby begins to sing, and soft clouds fill the skies. I think of Jesus on the cross and in the garden there, and how they laid him in a tomb with tenderness and care. Then on a morning such as this, the day was young and new, Jesus rose and lived again. I know that this is true. End of the poem. Easter Morning by Charlotte Goodman McEwen. Read by Kristen Hawkins.
One Grumpy Neighbor by Ron Knowlton, based on a true story. Oh no, not in Mrs. Clark's yard again. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Mark chapter 12, verse 31. The basketball slipped through my fingers and rolled down the driveway. "No!" I cried as it bounced across the street, right into Mrs. Clark's yard. I remembered Mrs. Clark's angry words to Mason when his ball had bounced into her yard.
"Look at this flower bed,"
she had shrieked.
"It's completely destroyed. If you come into my yard, I'll call the police."
With that, she picked up his basketball, and it was gone. Now I was too afraid to even cross the street to get mine. I worried all night about my ball. Sure enough, in the morning it was gone. Mom talked to Mrs. Clark the next day, but she wouldn't give it back. She was one grumpy neighbor. Mason and Andrew and I thought of ways to get even, like letting her dog out of her backyard at night. But we decided not to. A few days later, my friends and I were outside playing basketball when Mom came out with a cardboard box. Inside was a spaghetti dinner.
"Is this for us?"
Andrew asked, licking his lips.
"No, it's for Mrs. Clark,"
Mom replied.
"She was in a car accident."
We all frowned.
"Why would you do that for Mrs. Clark?"
Mason asked.
"She's the meanest person I know."
"Mrs. Clark needs our help,"
Mom answered.
"It's what Jesus would want us to do. Will you boys please take this dinner over to her?"
We walked to Mrs. Clark's door with shaky knees, rang the doorbell, and waited. And waited. Finally, a cranky voice asked,
"What do you want?"
We have some food," I said.
"Food? Why are you bringing me food?"
she asked. "Mom told us to. It's spaghetti," I said.
"Oh, spaghetti,"
she said softly as she opened the door. Slowly, a smile crept across her face. It was the first time I'd ever seen Mrs. Clark smile. She fumbled around in her purse.
"Here,"
she said, handing me some money.
"Take this to your mother and thank her for me."
"Oh, she won't want the money," I answered. But Mrs. Clark wouldn't take no for an answer. She dropped the dollar bills into my hand and quickly closed the door. The next day, Mom had another box, this time with beef stew. I placed the money from last time under the bowl of beef stew. Mrs. Clark smiled again when we brought her the food, and again she tried to pay me, but this time we got away without taking it. "Mom doesn't want the money," I called back as we scurried away. "She wants you to have the food." The next Saturday we were playing basketball again, and this time Andrew's ball got away. It bounced down the driveway, across the street, and landed smack in the middle of Mrs. Clark's flower bed. As usual, she picked up the ball and disappeared into her house. But this time, something different happened. Mrs. Clark came back out carrying a box. She walked across the street, up the driveway, right to where we were standing. We were all about to run.
"Here,"
she said, handing me the box. Inside were all three of our basketballs. "Thanks," I said with a big smile on my face. On Sunday, in sharing time, Sister Jones asked,
"How can we love our enemies?"
I raised my hand high in the air. "By doing something nice for them," I answered. Sister Jones beamed.
"That's a great answer."
When I looked at Mason and Andrew, they were smiling too.
Sidebar: let us reach out to others with faith and with love. Elder Arnulfo Valenzuela of the 70.
End of the article, One Grumpy Neighbor, by Ron Knowlton. Read by Spencer Carter.
Friends around the world. I'm Drea from the Philippines. Mabuhay kaibigan. That means hello, friends, in Tagalog.
Have you ever dreamed of living on an island? Alejandria, Drea for short, lives on the island of Cebu in the Philippines with her mom, dad, and two sisters. She has an older brother too, but he died before Drea was born.
I know he is still part of our family, and I will see him someday because families are forever,
she says.
I love to dance ballet. Next year, I hope to move up to the next level, which is point. This means I will get to wear special ballet shoes that help me dance on my toes. There are many beautiful places to visit in the Philippines. Our home is near the beach, and I love to play in the ocean. One of my favorite things to do is swim. I even taught myself how. I love going with my family to visit different beaches. Once we went to Palawan, an island with the world's largest underground river. I went diving there with my snorkel gear and looked at all the colorful fish. I love to see the temple. We are lucky to live close to the Cebu City, Philippines Temple. I was able to tour the temple with my family before it was dedicated. It is such a beautiful, peaceful place. I'm grateful that because of temples, my family can be together forever.
End of the article. Friends around the world.
Bulletin board. Fun facts about the Philippines. Have you met Drea yet? On pages 14 and 15, you can learn about her life on the Philippine Islands. Here are a few fun facts about her homeland. I am a child of God in Tagalog. Ako ay anak ng Diyos. The Philippines is made up of more than 7,000 islands. If you scrunch them all up into one piece of land, it would be about the size of Italy. The Philippines has over 200 volcanoes, but only 22 are active. It's part of the Ring of Fire, an area with many volcanoes. The official languages are Tagalog and English, but more than 100 other languages are spoken in the Philippines. Don't drop the ball. You can play a Filipino game called Sipa with a small ball and a few friends. How to play. Have everyone stand in a circle. Gently toss the ball into the air. When the ball comes down, hit it back up with any part of your body. Keep going for as long as you can, counting out loud the number of times you hit the ball. Then pass the ball to another person. How many times can you hit the ball without letting it hit the ground? Drea likes making treats for her family, especially soft candies called pastillas de leche. You can make these popular Filipino treats, too. Remember to get an adult's help. Recipe: pastillas de leche. 1 14-ounce or 397-gram canned sweetened condensed milk. 2 cups powdered milk sifted. 1/2 cup sugar in a small bowl. Wax paper or cellophane cut into 2-inch, 5-centimeter squares. Step 1. Pour the sweetened condensed milk into a large mixing bowl. Step 2. Slowly stir in the powdered milk. Mix completely until it forms a soft dough. Step 3. Roll a teaspoon of dough into a small tube shape in your hands. Step 4. Roll the candy tube in the bowl of sugar, then wrap the candy in a square of wax paper or cellophane. Step 5. Repeat until all your candy is ready to share.
Family history. I am doing it. Cemeteries are great places to find out more about family members who have died. If you live near a cemetery where your ancestors are buried, ask your parents to show you their gravestones. Take a photo or put a piece of paper over the names and rub a crayon on the paper to copy the words. Because Christ lives, we will all live again after we have died. What if? What if you could go back in time and meet one of your ancestors? Who would you meet and why? End of Bulletin Board.
A Friend in Me. The Savior was a perfect example of looking out for others and being their friend. Take this quiz to see how you are doing at including others. Question number 1. You go into the lunchroom at school and look around to decide where to sit. Do you A. ask someone who's sitting alone if you can sit by him or her? B. find somewhere to sit by yourself? Or C. walk straight to where you always sit with your friends? Question number 2. At home, your mom suggests you invite over some friends. Do you A. invite someone new you met at school? B. read a book or play a computer game instead. It's too hard to invite someone over. Or C. quickly call your 2 best friends and invite them over. Question number 3. It's recess, and people are making teams to play soccer. Do you A. look around to see who isn't on a team and call them over to play? B, wait for someone to invite you to join their team. Or C, gather your friends together to be a team. Question number 4. You see a new boy at church. Do you A, say hello and sit down by him in class? B, smile as you walk into class but sit a couple seats away? Or C, sit by your best friend? Question number 5. Your little brother or sister wants to play with you. Do you A, sit down and play a game with him or her? B, say, maybe later. You have something you want to finish first. Or C, walk across the street to see if your friend wants to ride bikes. If you answered mostly A's, you're doing a good job including others. Keep looking out for people who could use a friend. Mostly B's, going out of your way and including others might be hard for you. Try smiling and saying hello. Chances are others are hoping for a friend too. Mostly C's, you're good at being friends with people you know. Now try reaching out to new people. You could invite a new person to join you at recess or sit by you in class. You make others happy by including them. End of the section, A Friend in Me, read by Mackenzie Foster.
The Most Surprising Gift by Colleen Hansen, based on a true story. What could be better at a party than presents? Love one another as Jesus loves you. Try to show kindness in all that you do. Children's Songbook, page 78.
Finished,
Mom said as she put the last of 9 candles on the cake. Tomorrow, Marin's friends were coming for her birthday party. There would be pizza, games, and best of all, presents.
I can't wait for the party,
Marin said.
Ella said she might get me a computer game, and Keisha told me I would love her present.
Mom looked at Marin.
There is something you can do at your party that will be even better than opening gifts.
Better than getting presents? Marin thought. What would that be?
In family home evening, we've been learning about Jesus and how he treated others,
Mom said.
Can you remember some things he did?
He was kind to others,
Marin said.
He healed them and took care of them, and he loved them all, even when they made mistakes.
That's right,
Mom told her.
And if Jesus came to the party tomorrow, what do you think he might do?
Marin thought for a minute.
Well, he would probably pay attention to everyone, not just some people, and I think he would try to help everyone have a good time.
Mom smiled.
I think you're exactly right,
she said.
And I think he would like being kind to everyone more than getting lots of presents.
Marin nodded her head slowly.
Maybe.
Mom gave her a hug.
Why don't you try it and see for yourself?
The next day was sunny and beautiful, just right for a party. Soon, Marin's friends arrived. Marin tried to do what Mom had said. She helped serve the pizza, and she held her baby brother for a while without complaining until Mom could take care of him. She thought that was what Jesus would have done. After they ate, it was time to open presents. Marin was excited to get the new computer game and other fun things. She remembered to thank each of her friends. Then she noticed Riley sitting very quietly and looking at the floor. She realized Riley hadn't brought a gift. After all the gifts were opened, it was time to go outside for a candy hunt. The girls each grabbed a small bag and raced outside. But Riley stayed back and looked sad.
Are you okay?
Marin asked, sitting next to Riley.
I'm sorry I couldn't bring you a present,
Riley said quietly.
My family doesn't have enough money right now.
Riley looked like she might cry.
Oh, that doesn't matter,
Marin said quickly.
I'm just glad you could come to my party, and I want you to have fun.
Riley looked up.
Are you sure?
Of course,
Marin said as she put her arm around Riley.
Friends are way better than presents. Now let's go find some candy.
Riley smiled.
Okay.
She and Marin grabbed their bags and ran to join their friends. Marin felt good inside. She thought she had done what Jesus would do.
That was a fun party,
Marin told Mom after her friends left.
What was your favorite part?
Mom asked. Maren thought for a minute. Then she said,
I really liked getting all my presents, but when I helped Riley feel better and made her smile, I felt so happy. That was the best birthday present of all.
Sidebar. One day at church, there was a new girl. My friend and I went over to meet her. We asked her to join us and sit together. I felt the Spirit, and I knew that I did the right thing. I know that Heavenly Father is happy when we choose the right. Gary H., age 7, Colorado, USA.
End of the story. The Most Surprising Gift by Colleen Hansen.
Special Witness. What is a testimony and how can I get one? By Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. The members of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles are special witnesses of Jesus Christ. A testimony is spiritual knowledge of truth that comes from the Holy Ghost. To get a testimony, ask, seek, and knock with a sincere heart, with real intent, with faith in the Savior. Important parts of a testimony are knowing that Heavenly Father loves us, knowing that Jesus Christ is our Savior, knowing that the gospel has been restored. Adapted from Converted Unto the Lord, Ensign November 2012, pages 106 through 109. End of Special Witness. What is a testimony and how can I get one? By Elder David A. Bednar. Read by David Shaw.
Seven days till Easter. You and your family can learn about what Jesus did while he was living on earth. Begin the Sunday before Easter. Each day, read the scripture, do the activity, or sing the song. Then cut out and paste the matching picture of Jesus. When all the boxes are filled, Easter will be here. Note, you may need an adult's help with this activity. Day 1. Heavenly Father sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to be born on earth. Luke chapter 2, verses 4 through 7. He sent his Son. Children's Songbook, page 34. Day 2. Jesus was once a child. We can be like him by being good and kind. Luke chapter 2, verses 40 and 52. Jesus once was a little child. Children's Songbook, page 55. Day 3. Jesus kept all of Heavenly Father's commandments, including the commandment to be baptized. Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. When Jesus Christ was baptized, Children's Songbook, page 102. Day 4. Jesus performed many miracles, like healing people who were sick, helping blind people see again, and making a storm stop. Mark chapter 4, verses 36 through 39. Tell me the stories of Jesus. Children's Songbook, page 57. Day 5. At the Last Supper, Jesus asked his disciples to partake of the sacrament as a way to remember him. When we take the sacrament each week, we can remember the Savior too. Luke chapter 22, verses 19 through 20. Talk to your parents about something you can do to help you think about Jesus during the sacrament this Sunday. Day 6. Because Heavenly Father and Jesus love us, Jesus came to earth to suffer for our sins so we can be forgiven and return to Heavenly Father. Luke chapter 22, verses 41 through 44. What can you do today to show Jesus you are thankful for his sacrifice? Day 7. After being in a tomb for 3 days, Jesus was resurrected, so we can be resurrected too. John chapter 20, verses 15 through 17. Luke chapter 24, verses 36 through 40. Did Jesus really live again? Children's Songbook, page 64. You can listen to the songs in this activity at music.lds.org and watch a video about Christ at friend.lds.org. End of the article, 7 days till Easter, read by Charlene Stewart.
Make your own Easter kite. Flying kites the Friday before Easter is a tradition on the island of Bermuda. Kites rising in the air remind people of how Jesus Christ rose from the tomb. Here's a kite you can make. Be sure to ask an adult for help. You will need 1 24-inch, 61-centimeter, stick or dowel. 1 20-inch, 51-centimeter, stick or dowel. A blade to cut notches. A spool of string. Colored tissue paper or newspaper. Glue. Masking tape. And strips of cloth or plastic for a tail. Building the frame. 1. Have an adult cut notches in the ends of both sticks. 2. Draw a mark 6 inches, 15 centimeters, down the longer stick. Mark the middle of the shorter stick. Line up the two marks and tie the sticks together. 3. Wrap string twice around and through the notches of all four sticks. Making the sail. 1. Cut out a paper outline. Leave about 1 inch, 2.5 centimeters, beyond the string. 2. Place glue on each paper edge. Fold the paper over the string. Making the cradle. 1. Reinforce the top and bottom points with masking tape. 2. Punch small holes in the paper on both sides of the stick at the top and bottom. 3. Tie a 30-inch, 76-centimeter loop of string through the holes. Tie your spool of string to the loop about a third of the way down. Finishing and flying. 1. Make a 12-foot, 4-meter tail about 2 inches, 5 centimeters wide. Tie the tail to the bottom of the kite. 2. Head to a wide open space on a windy day and let it fly. End of the article, Make Your Own Easter Kite, read by Shannon Hensley.
Question Corner. I'm worried about a problem in my family, and I keep praying about it, but it doesn't seem to be getting better. What can I do? Responses are intended for help and perspective, not as pronouncements of church doctrine.
Talk to your parents about this problem that's concerning you and work it out. And you can talk to a friend. If that doesn't work, ask a counselor or a teacher. Dallin L., age 11, Utah, USA.
Hope. Keep praying. Heavenly Father will answer your prayers, but maybe not right when you want Him to. He may also not answer in the way you want Him to. Just keep praying. Cora L., age 10, Washington, USA.
If you have a problem, you could read a scripture that has to do with your problem. Chloe K., age 7, Washington, USA. Maybe you could have a family meeting and talk about the problem. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, it says, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." If you keep praying and listening, you will find the answer. Julianne L., age 9, Colorado, USA.
Ask for a priesthood blessing. Tell someone you trust. Morgan M., age 8, Arizona, USA.
Remember, Heavenly Father loves you, and things can work out for the best. When my baby brother was born, he had a paralyzed muscle under his lungs. He could not breathe right. For 3 years, he spent months in the hospital. It was really scary, but now Reagan is okay. Keep praying. Abigail L., age 12, Texas, USA.
After praying, there's more you can do to help solve the problem. The primary song, Kindness Begins With Me, talks about a shining example of kindness. If everyone follows your example, suddenly there will be nothing to get angry about. Remember, it only takes one person. Kate M., age 13, Kentucky, USA.
Next question. Some of my friends have stopped doing their homework or studying for tests. They just want to goof off. Sometimes I want to join them. Is school really worth the effort? Why? Do you have some advice about this? Send us your answer and photo by April 30th, 2014. Find our address on page 48 or email us at friend@ldschurch.org. Put question corner in the subject line. Remember to include a parent's permission. End of the section, question corner.
Porter's Promise by Sister Carol M. Stevens, First Counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency. A covenant is a promise between you and Heavenly Father. How many times can you find this word in the story? When my father-in-law passed away, our family gathered together to greet people who came to pay their respects. Throughout the evening, as I visited with family and friends, I often noticed our 10-year-old grandson, Porter, standing near my mother-in-law, his granny. Sometimes he was behind her, watching over her. Once, I noticed his arm linked with hers. I watched him pat her hands, give her little hugs, and stand by her side. For several days after that experience, I couldn't get this picture out of my mind. I was prompted to send Porter an email. I told him what I had seen and felt. I also reminded him of the covenants he had made when he was baptized, quoting Alma's words in Mosiah chapter 18, verses 8 through 10. "And now, as ye are desirous to come into the fold of God, and to be called his people, and are willing to bear one another's burdens, that they may be light. Yea, and are willing to mourn with those that mourn, yea, and comfort those that stand in need of comfort, and to stand as witnesses of God at all times and in all things and in all places that ye may be in, even until death, that ye may have eternal life. If this be the desire of your hearts, what have you against being baptized in the name of the Lord as a witness before him, that ye have entered into a covenant with him, that ye will serve him and keep his commandments, that he may pour out his Spirit more abundantly upon you?" I explained to Porter that Alma taught that those who want to be baptized need to be willing to serve the Lord by serving others for your whole life. I said, "I don't know if you realized it, but the way you showed love and concern for Granny was keeping your covenants. We keep our covenants every day as we are kind, show love, and take care of each other. I just wanted you to know I'm proud of you for being a covenant keeper. As you keep the covenant you made when you were baptized, you will be prepared to be ordained to the priesthood. This additional covenant will give you more opportunities to bless and serve others and help you to prepare for the covenants you will make in the temple. Thank you for being such a good example to me. Thank you for showing me what it looks like to be a covenant keeper." Porter replied back, "Grandma, thanks for the message. When I was always hugging Granny, I didn't know that I was keeping my covenants, but I felt warm in my heart and felt really good. I know that it was the Holy Ghost in my heart." I also felt warm in my heart when I realized that Porter knows that when he keeps his covenants, he will always have Heavenly Father's Spirit to be with him. Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 77. This is a promise made possible by receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. Be a covenant keeper. When I am baptized, I promise to show love and kindness. Always remember Jesus Christ. Comfort those who are sad. Keep Heavenly Father's commandments. And tell others about Heavenly Father. In return, Heavenly Father promises me that I will always have the Holy Ghost to guide me. End of the article, Porter's Promise, by Sister Carol M. Stevens. Read by Kristen Hawkins.
Music, The Family is of God. Words and music by Matthew Neely. Copyright 2008 by Matthew Neely. Also 2014 by Intellectual Reserve Incorporated. All rights reserved. This song may be copied for incidental, non-commercial church or home use. This notice must be included on each copy made. You can print out or listen to this song at fran.lds.org. Verse 1. Our Father has a family. It's me. It's you. All others too. We are His children. He sent each one of us to earth through birth, to live and learn here in families. Verse 2. A father's place is to preside, provide, to love and teach the gospel to his children. A father leads in family prayer to share their love for Father in heaven. Verse 3. A mother's purpose is to care, prepare, to nurture and to strengthen all her children. She teaches children to obey, to pray, to love and serve in the family. Verse 4. I'll love and serve my family and be a good example to each family member. And when I am a mom or dad, so glad, I'll help my family remember. End of music, The Family is of God. Words and music by Matthew Neely. Read by David Shaw.
For Little Friends to Think About Jesus by Mabel Jones Gabbett. It shouldn't be hard to sit very still and think about Jesus, his cross on the hill, and all that he suffered and did for me. It shouldn't be hard to sit quietly. I think of the miles he walked in the dust and children he helped to love and to trust. It shouldn't be hard to sit tall in my seat, to listen politely, to quiet my feet. It shouldn't be hard, even though I'm small, to think about Jesus. Not hard at all.
A special time to think about Jesus Christ. Sacrament meeting is a special time to sit quietly and think about the Savior. Jesus was baptized in the River Jordan. Jesus healed people. Jesus loved the children. Jesus suffered and died so we can repent. Jesus rose again on Easter morning. Because of Jesus, I will live again too. End of the article, To Think About Jesus.
My brother Hiram. My name is Hannah, and I live in Kansas, USA. I have a big brother named Hiram. Hiram is my best friend. Hiram is like other kids, but he is also different. Hiram has autism. This means that he thinks a little differently than most people do, and sometimes he has a hard time telling us how he feels. Even though Hiram can't always tell me how he feels, I love him, and I know he loves me too. Hiram and I like to do a lot of things together. We watch movies and go to the zoo and the park. We especially like camping. Roasting marshmallows over the fire is our favorite. We have lots of adventures together. We don't know why Hiram has autism. We just know that Heavenly Father made all of us special. Jesus said that we should be kind to all of our brothers and sisters, and I want to be like Jesus. Hiram likes to run and play. Sometimes he likes to have adventures in his mind. Sometimes kids tease my brother because they don't understand him. I wish people knew my brother like I do. I know Hiram cares about me, even when he acts different, and I love him exactly the way he is. Note: watch a video of Hiram and Hannah at friends.lds.org. End of the article, My Brother Hiram, read by Mackenzie Foster.
Show and tell. I always wear my CTR ring. It reminds me to choose the right. At school, I tell my friends about choosing the right. At home, I help my mom and dad with my baby brother. Sometimes, I don't want to help, but I think about what Jesus wants me to do. I know the church is true. I know that if I do what is right, I will be happy and I can help others be happy too. Lucy C., age 7, Arizona, USA.
Prophet, spiritual faithful, teaching, preaching, praying, happily hearing the gospel, witness. Dallin R., age 9, California, USA.
I went to Nashville, Tennessee Temple with my mom and dad. We drove 3 hours to get there. I went inside for my first time ever. It was awesome. I did baptisms for the dead. It felt almost as good as when I was baptized. I want to go to the temple again very soon. Caleb D., age 12, Illinois, USA.
Tiehi M., age 7, Brazil, likes primary and singing hymns. She is glad she and her family are members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. She knows that the temple is the house of the Lord.
One afternoon, shortly before I was baptized, I was at my grandmother's house when she went to the basement to get something for our dinner. She tripped and fell and couldn't get up. She called to me, but I was watching TV and didn't hear her. After about 10 minutes, I heard my name quietly, Tom. I went to look for her and found her lying on the floor. I was not strong enough to help her up, so I ran to the neighbor's house. She came and helped Grandmother up. Grandmother told me, Tom, that was the Holy Ghost that you heard. I was too far away for you to hear me. I know it was the Holy Ghost who whispered to me. Now I am baptized, and I am glad to have the gift of the Holy Ghost. Tom R., age 8, Germany. I was so excited to know if Heavenly Father wanted me to be a member of the church or not, and to know if the Book of Mormon was true. But I was confused about how to get an answer. My mom told me to stop and feel when I pray. She told me that if you feel the same, you should keep praying. If you feel bad, the answer is no. And if you feel happy, the answer is yes. That night I prayed and said, Heavenly Father, thank you for my day. Please tell me if the Book of Mormon is true. I want to be a member of the church. And is that what I should do? I waited, and then I felt joy. I said, thank you for answering me. Amen. Heavenly Father said yes, and I know that Heavenly Father loves me. James H., age 8, Arizona, USA.
Lara, Charlotte, and Emmeline C., ages 6, 2, and 4, Northern Territory, Australia, love playing together, swimming, drawing, dressing up like princesses, and playing with their pet tree frogs. They are learning to treat others the way the Savior would want them to.
Other contributors: Natalia A., age 10, Columbia; Taylor M., age 7, Georgia, USA; Lou C., age 7, Ecuador; Asher T., age 8, Wyoming, USA. End of show and tell.
Friend to Friend. Moving the Rock by Elder Terrence N. Vinson of the 70. What are some things that are very hard for you to do? How can you ask for Heavenly Father's help in doing hard things? Who else can you ask for help? Once a young boy was trying to smooth out the dirt area behind his house so he could play there with his toy cars. There was a large rock blocking his work. The boy pushed and pulled with all of his might, but no matter how hard he tried, the rock wouldn't budge. His father watched for a while. Then he came to his son and said, "You need to use all your strength to move a rock this large." The boy answered, "I have used all my strength." His father corrected him. "No, you haven't. You haven't had my help yet." They then bent down together and moved the rock easily. The Lord wants us to rely on Him in solving our problems. Then we can feel His love more constantly, more powerfully, more clearly, and more personally. We become united with Him, and we can become like Him. Note, adapted from Drawing Closer to God, Ensign, November 2013, page 105. End of the article, Moving the Rock, by Elder Terrence M. Vinson of the 70, read by Van Farnworth.
The New Adventures of Matt and Mandy. In our first scene, Mandy's giving the lesson at the Cooper Family Home Evening, and she says,
"So, if we listen, the Spirit can tell us if we're doing something wrong and need to repent."
After the lesson, Dad compliments Mandy.
"Good lesson on repentance, Mandy. Hey, I heard about a great new ice cream shop. Let's go there for our treat. I don't know that neighborhood very well, but the GPS I got for Christmas should get us there."
Cool!
As they're driving down the street, Dad has on his GPS. And the GPS says,
turn left onto Jackson Street.
And Dad says,
I think I know this area after all. If we go past Jackson a couple more streets and then turn, we can avoid some traffic lights.
Our next scene, Dad is all confused and they're lost.
Uh-oh.
Turn around and proceed to Jackson Street, then turn right.
Guess I should have listened to that little voice the first time. Well, I've listened now, and I can get back on the right track.
Mandy says,
thanks, Dad. You just acted out my repentance lesson.
End of The New Adventures of Matt and Mandy.
Bringing Primary Home. The family is central to Heavenly Father's plan. By Jan Taylor. Learn more about this month's primary theme. Misha loved building towers out of blocks, but she sometimes got frustrated when the blocks toppled to the ground. Then she learned a secret. When she used more blocks at the bottom of her tower, it gave her tower a stronger foundation. It took patience and practice, but soon she could build towers that didn't fall down so easily. Just like Misha learned to build stronger towers, we can learn to build a stronger family. Families are a very important part of Heavenly Father's plan for us. Before we were born, we lived as spirit sons and daughters of Heavenly Father. When it was time for us to come to earth, He planned for us to come to families. He wants our families to protect us, teach us, and help us return to Him. We can work to give our family a stronger foundation. We can practice serving and helping each other. We can listen to and speak kindly to each other. We can pray and study the scriptures together. We can work together and spend time together doing things we enjoy. With patience and practice, we can build a stronger family. Song and Scripture. Families can be together forever. Children's Songbook, page 188. Luke chapter 6, verses 47 through 49. Ideas for Family Talk. As a family, you could read Luke chapter 6, verses 47 through 49. Then you could talk about what these verses teach us about families. How has your family helped each other through hard times? What can you do to build an even stronger foundation? Making our family strong. Make this poster to help your family grow stronger. With the help of an adult, cut out the blocks or draw your own blocks on another paper. Glue onto a piece of paper the blocks that show things your family is already doing. These will represent your family's foundation. Choose another block that shows something your family would like to work on. After you complete this goal, add it to your tower. Place the poster where everyone can see it, and keep adding blocks to make your family strong. Here are some ideas for blocks. Family prayer, eating dinner together, family home evening, playing together, family scripture study, visiting someone who is sick, writing a letter to a missionary, learning stories about our ancestors. End of the section, Bringing Primary Home. Read by Rena Nelson.
For older kids, making music in Uganda. Conduct the music in front of everybody. George can handle it. Not many children serve in a church calling before they graduate from primary, but George Ann from Uganda was only 5 years old when he was called to be the chorister in his branch. The chorister is the person who stands up in front of everybody during sacrament meeting to lead the singing. It's an important job. I used to be very nervous when I was younger, George says, but even then he always did his best. He improved every week. Before long, he was leading the music confidently. George enjoys serving in his calling. I feel good, he says. I feel like the Spirit is inside the room. Music is a big part of George's life. He also plays the piano and guitar. Of course, it helps that George comes from a musical family. They all love singing together. George, his parents, his six sisters, and his one brother. From oldest to youngest, their names are Rosala, Miriam, Nancy, Ashley, George, Cheyenne, Onadah, and Gideon. Their favorite song to sing as a family is A Child's Prayer, from Children's Songbook, page 12. Now that George is 12, he is busy during part of sacrament meeting when he helps pass the sacrament. His younger brother, Gideon, age 5, helps out by conducting the music some of the time. George taught Gideon how. Both brothers smile happily when they lead the music. They know they are helping bring the Spirit into the meeting. About George. Besides music, one of George's hobbies is playing soccer. His favorite foods are rice, sweet potatoes, beans, and peanuts. His favorite subjects in school are English and mathematics. George enjoys playing board games with his family. Sidebar: How to conduct music. You can learn to conduct music, too. Here's how to conduct Book of Mormon Stories. Children's Songbook, page 118. 1. Look at the two numbers at the beginning of the song. The top number tells you how many beats are in each measure or small section of the song. This song has 4 beats in each measure. 2. Lift your hand and hold it in a relaxed way with your fingers close together. A. Beat 1. Move your hand down. B. Beat 2. Move your hand left. C. Beat 3. Move your hand right. D. Beat 4. Move your hand up. 3. Repeat the pattern for each measure of the song. Down, left, right, up, down, left, right, up. 4. Keep practicing, and soon you'll be ready to conduct a song for family home evening. Find more conducting tips on page 301 in the Children's Songbook. End of the section for older kids, Making Music in Uganda. Read by David Shaw.
Elizabeth is Happy All the Time by Elizabeth Stitt, based on a true story. They shall rest from all their troubles and from all care and sorrow. Alma chapter 40, verse 12. Did you see Elizabeth at school today? I asked my little brother as he came into the kitchen. She wasn't there, he said. Our teacher said she's sick again. That's strange, Mom said. She's been sick a lot lately. Elizabeth was in my brother's first grade class. She was also in our ward. When her family first moved in, I was excited because we had almost the same name. My name is Elizabeth with a Z. Even though I was a few years older, we became good friends. I always said hi to her at church, and we liked to play at ward activities. But she had been sick lately, and we didn't know what was wrong. My mom called Elizabeth's mom. I heard Elizabeth wasn't at school again today, Mom said. Is she sick? Is there something we can do to help? As Mom listened, tears started falling down her cheeks. Well, she said, let us know how we can help. We will be praying for you. She hung up the phone and told us, Elizabeth has a brain tumor. She is very sick, and she will have to go to the hospital for special treatments. As the days passed, Mom told us more about Elizabeth's sickness. She said the chemotherapy and radiation treatments would make Elizabeth very weak. Elizabeth would lose her hair, and she wouldn't be able to go to school or church very often. After Elizabeth's first few treatments, she felt better quickly and was able to play again. But then her treatments got longer and harder, so she couldn't play as much. She started losing her hair and had to have tubes put in her body to feed her and keep her well. She tried to be happy, but I could tell it was hard sometimes. I wanted to help Elizabeth feel better, so my sister and I gave her a cute pink hat and a pretty red dress. But Elizabeth didn't get better. After a year, she started to get worse. The treatments didn't help her anymore, and she often had to stay home. It made me sad that she was so little and losing weight. Mom said she might not survive the cancer. I had never known anyone my age who had died before. It didn't seem possible that Elizabeth could die. One Sunday at dinner, Dad said, Elizabeth is not doing well today. She probably won't live much longer. We want everyone to pray for her not to have any more pain. in my heart, I prayed to Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, Elizabeth is my friend. Please take away her pain. Later that night, the phone rang. My dad told us that Elizabeth had passed away. I ran to my room and cried. I knew she would be all right, and that Heavenly Father would take care of her, but I would miss her. I didn't understand why she had to die. Later, I saw a picture Elizabeth had drawn when she was sick. It said, "Elizabeth is happy all the time." Even though I still cried sometimes because I missed my friend, I knew that death is not the end. In the next life, we will meet with Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ again. And when we get to be with them, we will have happiness and peace, and all our pain and sadness will be gone. I know I will see Elizabeth again, and I know that she is happy because Elizabeth is happy all the time.
Sidebar: for the atonement of the Lord and his gift of resurrection, thanks be to God. Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles.
End of the article. Elizabeth is happy all the time. By Elizabeth Stitt. Read by Kristen Hawkins.
P.S. We hope you enjoyed this month's magazine. Please write to tell us what you liked. How to write to the friend. To send us a letter, drawing, poem, or photograph. 1. Fill out the form below and include it with your submission. 2. Include a school photo or high-quality snapshot. 3. We might edit your submission for length or clarity, and we can't return it to you. 4. You must be at least 3 years old to send us a submission. Please send your submission to Friend Magazine, 50 East North Temple Street, Room 2432, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-0024, or email friend@ldschurch.org. The following information and permission must be included. First and last name, age, state or province, and country. I agree to the terms of the Friend Submission Agreement, lds.org/friend/parental consent, and grant permission for the Friend to publish my child's submission and photo in print or online. Signature of parent or legal guardian, email of parent or legal guardian. Visit friend.lds.org. Play games and watch videos. Read the Friend online. Through your eyes.
I took a picture of this beautiful butterfly I caught so I could set it free and always remember how amazing God's creations can be. Cyrus R., age 7, Oregon, USA.
The Last Laugh. In this month's Last Laugh, a mom is carrying a large bowl the size of an armchair to the dinner table, overflowing with dinner for her family. Exasperated, the dad exclaims,
"Leftovers again? Why do you even swap recipes with Goliath's mum?"
End of the section, P.S. Read by Andrew Clay.
Prophet Portrait, President Thomas S. Monson. When he was young, Thomas S. Monson raised pigeons. Known for his kindness, he gave his pet rabbits to a family who needed food at Thanksgiving, and his train car to a boy who had no Christmas present. When he grew up, he worked in the publishing business for the Deseret News. As an apostle, he organized the first stake in East Germany and got permission for the church to build the Freiburg, Germany Temple. President Monson has called all members of the church to go to the rescue of those who need help. End of Prophet Portrait.
Dear parents and teachers, Easter gives us a wonderful chance to teach children about the Savior. This month has a message and activity about Christ, page 2, instructions for making Easter kites, page 26, an Easter countdown, page 24, and a story about a girl testifying of the resurrection after her friend dies, page 46. You can also visit friend.lds.org to watch a beautiful video about the characteristics of Christ. He lives, the Friend. Order the Friend at store.lds.org. Family Home Evening Ideas, Callings. Read Making Music in Uganda, page 44, and talk about what it means to serve in a church calling. Share positive experiences you've had serving in the church. As a family, come up with ideas for ways you can strengthen your ward or branch. For more about serving in callings, visit lds.org/go/frcallings. The family is central to God's plan. You can learn about this month's primary sharing time theme on page 42. You'll find a short lesson, a scripture, and ideas for talking with your children. Be a good friend. Take the quiz on page 19 as a family. Read My Brother Hiram, page 36, and talk about ways you can include others, especially those who are different from you. Be sure to check out a video about Hiram online at friend.lds.org. Faraway Family Members. Read Brave Enough, page 4, and talk about what you can do to show love for family members who live far away. Make the snack on page 6 and use the activity to make stationery and mail uplifting letters. Visit Resources for Teaching Children at lessonhelps.lds.org for stories, activities, and media to use at home and in primary. Find videos and games for kids at friend.lds.org. Topics in this issue: Baptism, the star of the show. Courage, brave enough. Elizabeth is happy all the time. Covenants. Porter's Promise by Sister Carol M. Stevens. Disabilities, My Brother Hiram. Easter. Follow the Prophet, sold. Easter morning. 7 days till Easter. Make your own Easter kite. Family. The star of the show. Porter's Promise. My Brother Hiram. Moving the Rock by Elder Terence M. Vinson. And the family is central to God's plan. Friendship, a friend in me, the most surprising gift. Holy Ghost, the new adventures of Matt and Mandy. Jesus Christ, follow the prophet, sold, to think about Jesus. Kindness, one grumpy neighbor, a friend in me, the most surprising gift. Porter's Promise by Elder Terence M. Vinson and My Brother Hiram. Music. Making Music in Uganda. Testimony. Special Witness, Elder David A. Bednar. Elizabeth is happy all the time. End of the section, Dear Parents and Teachers. Read by Wes Nelson.